Thank you, Chair. CIVIC has submitted written recommendations, and I'd just like to point out just a couple of areas for today's comments. On Para 3.1, we recommend extending protection to civilians both during and after armed conflict, because harm caused by explosive weapons in populated areas lasts beyond the duration of armed conflict. On Para 3.2, CIVIC recommends adding language to strengthen training contextualized to urban areas, which is the most challenging given density of population, terrain, and infrastructure. Based on our on-the-ground engagement with armed actors, significant gap exists in factoring in risk to civilians and civilian objects during urban operations. Specifically, we recommend adding language such as ensuring comprehensive scenario-based trainings on international humanitarian law and on the measures and good practices adapted to the challenges of urban areas, including means and methods to minimize risk to civilians and civilian objects during the conduct of hostilities. On Para 3.3, CIVIC supports language in the declaration for states to commit to adopt policies and practices that will protect civilians from the effects of explosive weapons. The language refraining or restricting use of explosive weapons, however, falls short of the action needed to protect civilians, as it gives parties to conflict options of choosing to refrain or restrict on the use of such weapons. CIVIC supports the call of the ICRC and the Secretary General of the United Nations, as well as a number of states urging commitments to avoid the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in popular areas. We therefore recommend using language to avoid using explosive weapons and to add with wide area effects in populated areas, unless sufficient mitigation measures can be taken to limit their wide area effects and risk of civilian harm. We also recommend removing qualifiers such as in accordance with IHL, as it creates confusion on existing legal obligations and policy commitments. On paragraph 3.4, on planning and assessment of civilian harm, we think it can better reflect the goals of this political declaration. Again, based on our engagement with militaries through trainings and development of civilian harm mitigation tools and practices, CIVIC recommends including the more comprehensive post-strike assessment and tracking of civilian harm and not just battle damage assessment. We have found that the purpose of initial battle damage assessment is to assess targeting of a military objective and not discovering civilian harm, and has been known to miss civilian deaths based, again, on our analysis of examining military investigation reports. We also recommend linking such a tool as a way to support the commitments mentioned in the declaration on policies, lessons learned, and accountability mechanism and correlated to paragraph 1.6. We have submitted language for consideration on this point. Finally, we have seen the effectiveness of civilian harm tracking tools to inform mitigation measures and reduction of civilian harm. I will stop there. Thank you.